Here with our weekly check-in, we appreciate and welcome Mark Merrill, who is the Valley Health President and CEO. Mark, good to have you with us this Friday morning.
Thank you very much. It's good to be with you and Katie. I hope you're having a good day and staying healthy and safe distancing.
We are, sir. Thank you. So let's start off by asking what has changed with COVID-19 in the Valley since we last spoke a week ago.
Last Friday, we had 10 cases in the Lord Fairfax Health District, which includes Clark, Frederick, Winchester, Shenandoah, Warren, and Page counties. As of earlier this morning, we are now up to almost 40 cases. The cases doubled between Friday and Sunday, and they've doubled again. So by this morning, we expect the health department will report roughly 40 cases. We now, unfortunately, do have positive cases in all counties. Page County has one, Clark County has one, Frederick County has 11 or 12, and then Winchester, Warren, and Shenandoah have in the single digits. The virus is here. It's continuing to spread. It appears to be tracking right down I-95 along population centers. Since last week, as you are well aware, the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, issued a stay-at-home order. And so we're doing all we can to get that word out and encouraging our employees, the public, and patients to honor all the directives that were in that order.
And do you think that the Virginia governor's order to stay at home will help?
Absolutely. It is absolutely the most important thing that we can do to minimize the spread of this disease is to stay at home, avoid crowds. If you look at the difference between New York and California, for instance, California and Washington State were two of the first areas to have coronavirus, and they moved a bit more aggressively than New York on social distancing and teleworking and all. So California at this point has only 9,900 to 10,000 cases, where New York has over 100,000 cases. And so these measures clearly are showing an impact. It's also beginning to show that it's working in New York as well, as this distancing and remote working and not gathering appear to reduce the number of new cases per day in New York. I cannot emphasize enough, and I agree with Dr. Colin Green, also I cannot emphasize enough on the importance of social distancing, avoiding crowds, washing your hands, respiratory etiquette. It is only through keeping these droplets away, as Dr. Green and the clinicians say, the virus spreads by airborne particles. It can be on contact, but mostly airborne. So keeping 6 feet away reduces the likelihood of an airborne particle entering into your nasal cavity, your lungs, your nose, your eyes, etc.
As far as Valley Health, maybe a word about how you're protecting your staff and patients.
Sure. First of all, to protect our patients and our caregivers, we have restricted visitation with the exceptions of end-of-life or compassionate care situations, and obviously new parents can come see the newborn. We have developed telehealth, which means an office visit can occur. There's no special application that's needed. If you have an Android, an iPhone, a tablet, or a computer with a camera, you can contact a physician at Valley Health and have a virtual visit. Many of the private physicians in our community are also offering virtual visits. We did because of people are still having respiratory illness and flu. In response to try to minimize exposures to all the offices, Valley Health worked with our community partners to establish a respiratory care clinic hotline and a physical clinic. So patients who are having some type of respiratory disorder, they can call their physician, get a referral, and then be referred to our respiratory care clinic at Rutherford Crossing. They would then call there, make an appointment, and if they feel that they need to have an in-person visit, we will meet them and treat them there. Phone line is 540-536-0380, and that's on our website. And if you care to make a virtual visit, all you do is go to valleyhealthlink.com, inquire about virtual visits, and it tells you how to do it. So we think it's a pretty simple application.
And what else is happening at Valley Health as it relates to COVID-19?
We continue to do our preparedness for the surge impact. Our team is working with the Virginia Department of Health and the Governor's Office, Secretary of Health, to do some predictive modeling to see what type of incidence and prevalence we can expect over the next, not just weeks, but months. The most current estimate from the Virginia Department of Health and the Secretary of Health is that Virginia will probably not see the peak spread until sometime in mid to late May. So we are continuing to prepare and look at how we can respond to a surge in demand. At the present time, we have three areas identified to serve COVID-positive patients, and we're looking at the fourth area where we could then go even higher in terms of number of patients that we could treat at the same time. We have postponed all elective surgeries, procedures, and diagnostic tests. Clearly, someone who has an urgent or emergent need will be treated and referred, but for elective procedures, those have been postponed. So people who are after 50 getting their colonoscopy screening or their mammography or their routine chest x-ray, we are postponing those until we get through this pandemic.
Makes a lot of sense. We appreciate your time so much. Valley Health President and CEO Mark Merrill, thank you for your weekly check-in with us and the update.
Thank you very much. much for continuing to focus on this and appreciate your interest and your promoting the word in the community.
Be well.
Have a nice weekend.